Good morning. How's everyone today? What a glorious day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Reminder, fill out your connect card to find the next bulletins and drop the portion of your information in it into the offering plan that comes by. We would appreciate that. That's our record of attendance and messages to the pastor or the office. So I'd encourage you all to do that this morning. United Methodist Women had their spring banquet and fashion show Friday night. I understand it was a great success, so we are glad to hear that. Thank you for everyone that participated in that and for all of you that came out and supported that. I heard it was a great program. Nancy and I were celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary on Friday evening, so I beg your pardon for not being there, but we had a great time. So thank you all for everyone that helped out with that. You'll be seeing Easter egg hunt information. Christina Harden's heading that up again this year. If you can help out with that, please see Christina. There should be a blurb in your bulletin there somewhere about that. And we encourage you to come out and help with that. We have a fun time here with the kids as well. And keep track of our Holy Week activities. We'll be having our Wednesday night Bible study, Thursday night, Friday Stations of the Cross, and right on through until Easter. Glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. So we have a lot to be thankful for and celebrate as well. Just a reminder as well, next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. will be our Easter cantata. Hallelujah! What a Savior! I encourage you to invite your neighbors and friends and come for a great time and a great story, a great Easter story performed by our music department, Linda Walton. So be sure to come out next Sunday at 7 p.m. for that as well. We are having a few glitches with our sound system. It will soon be replaced. Praise God. And let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. afraid that we have not truly lived, we fear our own mortality and the deaths of those dear to us. Help us to face the future unafraid, so that we may know, in the very marrow of our bones, the truth of Christ's words. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. In our living and in our dying, renew us in the knowledge that we are drawing all people to yourself. In the glorious name of our risen Christ, we pray. Amen.
Also, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, from Revelation 4:11.
Well, what does Jesus do for us? What's a new battery in it for us? What if we're having a really bad day and things just seem like they're just never going to work out right? And school is terrible and work, see, school, she's a teacher, so she has school too. So, do teachers have bad days? Do teachers need renewal?
Yes.
How many teachers do we have in the audience?
Used to be over
time. See, they all quit. Huh. See, Bonnie, what you've got to look forward to, someday you get to quit. She's working for the day she can quit. No, it's not. You love what you do. In 25 years, she's quitting. I don't care what anybody says. Well, that's what Jesus does for us today. We don't have to quit if our batteries run down. We're talking about renewal today. And renewal means we get a new battery. Now, I like those rechargeable batteries. Do you? Do you ever have rechargeable batteries? I know. I have them, too, and they really don't work all that well. So I don't think that I want to renew my batteries on my own accord, right? So I don't really like to renew batteries and put them on a charger and recharge them, although that's the green thing to do, we call it today. But we need a new shot sometimes, and Jesus is just the person for that. Right, Miss Bonnie? When we need a boost, and we're going to talk about all of us today needing a boost, and we get that boost from Jesus. Now that makes sense to me, does it? You? Yeah? Hmm? What's that? Wow. They have batteries in them. All of those things have batteries. Yes, if your computer dies and it's because of a little battery in there, a little $2 battery can shut down your $2,000 computer. Now that makes sense. Let's pray, because I think we've got the message for today that only Jesus can renew us, right? Jesus has our unlimited power source. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for renewal. We thank you for Devin this morning and for his precious spirit. And Father, we're just grateful that he's with us today and that you are shining in his light as well as the rest of us. So Father, just bless us now. Give us faith and courage for what you've called us to do each day. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now you want to sit with your mom today? It's a time in our service when we've been to... Actually, it's not.
Who's in charge of the show? We have the honor today of welcoming, receiving new members into our congregation. Isn't that a beautiful thing? There's seven folks this morning. Most of you will be transferring. I think we have four transfers and three joining by profession of faith. So you folks know who you are. Come forward, bring your hymnal. And I would encourage all of you folks sitting out there to open your hymnals, because you have a part in this as well. Ilgash. Turning to page, your page will be 34. Let me introduce brothers and sisters in Christ. Through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Just three easy questions for you folks this morning, starting there on page 34. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, oppression, in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? We are blessed by your presence, and we look forward. Some of you are already involved and very involved in things, but we'd encourage you to find your niche in church and get busy for God, as the sign on my door usually say, prior to the fire. So welcome. So as you see them later on, give them a warm embrace and welcome them into our congregation, if you would. Thank you. I have a little parting gift here. Excuse me. We have money in the envelope. Part of that stipend that I said you all would receive on John and Betty. Mr. and Mrs. Stevens. And absolutely. And God is being renewed in each of these, I'm sure, as we speak. So welcome again. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Glad to be with you. Mr. Andy was born Jewish. He just reminded me to tell you all that he's converted now. But that's been not just now. It's been from before. Andy, we apologize. Congratulations. Yes, he was baptized 3 years ago. What an awesome story we had. He was recognized
as a new member in our congregation. What a blessing for me that is. We've had the opportunity to do that on some occasions here. And it's a blessing each time that we get to do that as well. Now, portion of our service when we get to go before the Lord in prayer. And we have had a sad week here this week in the church. For those of you that haven't heard, our dear sweet Lena Fitzgerald passed away on Friday, and we were stunned by this current chain of events that led up to her passing. We know this morning that she is in heaven. She's an angel. She was an angel here on earth, so I'm sure she just gave some wings to get around a little better. So remember Gary especially. Gary is our custodian, and I don't think Gary's here today. So just reach out to Gary and encourage him and support him all you can. You're certainly going to miss her, as we all are. Mary Ann Davis is still in Signature Healthcare, rehabbing her shoulders. So continue to lift her up. Richard Fearman, we continue to lift you up, Richard, as well. Andy just joined our church, had some test results, or some testing done, and trying to find out some of his health problems, so continue to lift Andy up as well. Violet Simmons will be having some surgery actually tomorrow, so let's lift up Violet as she continues to battle cancer. Lifting up Evans for kidney problems, and Tammy Malden is having another back procedure. Continued success with that process as well. The passing away of Raymond Wells, lifting up the family there as they mourn for that. Donna Foreman, her dad Leonard in California, continue to lift up him as well. We're lifting up Iraqi Christians today as they continue to be persecuted, and just in Iraq and Iran, we pray for Christians in the Middle East, who are just such an oppressed people these days. We do have blessings. 17 of us went up to the United Methodist Children's Home yesterday at Enterprise. We had a great day. I would encourage you, the next time that opportunity arises, that you try to somehow get up there and see where your money goes. This church is very generous in donating and supporting the children's home, and they've built a new home in Madison now in Panhandle, and they do great work there. If you ask any of the 17 that went yesterday, they would certainly attest to that. So I continue to lift up the work that they're doing there with neglected children. A praise for Marcella, for her family, for God's provision over them and her grandchildren, and they've had birthdays, they've had a lot of celebrations this past week, so just a praise from ourselves for the way God is working in her family's lives. Also the family of Chris Crossman, our Eric D.C., a guy here at the church, his brother passed away of cancer on Monday as well. We've been praying for him for a while, so he did pass on Monday. I know there's many things on your heart this morning that you bring to God and the cross, and this is the time of our service, and we give you that opportunity. Those spoken and unspoken prayer requests today, God is always listening. So would you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we are rejoicing this morning in the new members that you have brought here to the Lakeside family. Father, we are grateful that people continue to seek out a relationship with you and that they find a church home and commit themselves to the work and the ministry that goes on in that church. Father, we are grateful for these seven folks this morning that have joined our congregation. Father God, we come also as a hurting people this morning. You've heard our list of grief and sorrow for losing loved ones. We pray especially for Lena and her family today, Lord, and Gary especially, as they now pick up the pieces of losing a beloved member of their family and just a person of great significance in their lives and our lives as well. We praise you for her life this morning. Father, as you've heard our requests for healing and intervention in situations that are beyond our control, we cry out to you this morning. Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving for evidence of miracles, which we see every day in our world, and also for work ongoing in our lives, for where things have not been revealed to us yet. Lord, grant us the wisdom and the discernment to wait for the answer from you. Father God, we pray for our church today. We pray for the outreach of the ministries from this church, like the Florida United Methodist Children's Home. Father, we pray a blessing upon all the children that find their way to that sanctuary, to that haven, from that refuge, for the refuge of abuse and neglect. Father, we pray a blessing upon everyone that works there and ministers there, and the children that are so helped by what goes on there. Father God, we have many needs, but we are also very grateful. Father, we see evidence of new life. We see evidence of new relationships. We see evidence of renewal all around us. But Father, for those of us this morning needing a new battery, needing a recharge, let us with confidence know that we can come before you and cry out, and you will renew us. So Father, thank you for that blessing. Thank you for the gift through your Son Jesus Christ. Father God, bless our service today. Bless all of those here in this place and around the world that have gathered in Christ's name to worship and praise their Savior. Father, all we can say is thank you. The grace you poured out upon us is more than we ever deserve. We don't know why you continue to show us the love that you do, but we are forever grateful. So let us join together in our praise of God as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
week as a glory to God. In giving, we receive, in loving, we find love bestowed upon us. In the spirit of Christian love, let us show our care for one another as we offer our tithes and offerings to God. Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved, right when you speak, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with my hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and remove a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Very encouraging words this morning from Psalm 51. Thank you, Bonnie. Do you all come this morning seeking renewal?
Amen.
Gosh, some days it just seems like, Lord, what's going on? Why is my life so stressful? Why is my condition so pathetic? We're going to look at that this morning from Psalm 51. And we're going to leave here encouraged. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray your countenance upon us today. Continue to pour out your grace on us through this message of renewal. Father, bless our time together. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
When I'm stressed or distressed, are you like me in your best of moods? We're irritated today by even the smallest inconvenience. Are you?
Life's too short.
The drivers, life is too short. Things that go on when my phone dies during the day. I need that recharge. Why do such little things bug us so much? Where's our joy? If you come here every Sunday, somewhere in one of our songs or in the message or our readings, we're going to talk about joy. Boy, I'm just so joyful. Slam the door to your car when we get back in. What's wrong with us? When we're irritated, we rarely laugh. We're quick to snap at people. Who here is quick to snap at someone? The honest people now are raising their hand, and the rest of you are liars. That's an awful thing for your pastor to tell you this morning. You're liars. Do we drop into our beds at night exhausted? I dropped into my recliner at about 7:30 last night, exhausted, got up about 8:30 and went to bed. We drop into our beds at night a lot of times exhausted by the day's stress and pressure. When we're kids, we don't want to go to bed, do we? When we're my age, that bed looks good. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, hurry up and get to be 8 o'clock. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
We find ourselves with no joy in our lives. Now, that's a sad commentary. To have no joy. Do most of you have some sprinkling of joy in your life during the day?
Amen.
I hope so. Because we live for those things, don't we?
Amen.
This frustration and irritation we live under is a temporary thing. We should tell ourselves that. That's our concern this morning. The presence of all this stress in our lives, we seek out joy wherever we can find it.
Amen.
Joy of the Lord.
Who has joy in their grandchildren when they come to visit?
Amen.
Who has more joy when they go home? Most of you that I talk to who are grandparents now say, man, it's just the best thing being grandparents. I said, yeah, you give a bunch of cookies and say, yeah, it's time to go home. You parents of children, right? I'm looking at you, Karen, because you've got a small one there now, and it can be challenging, can it? You know, as many Christians have, they've given up on joy in their lives. Is that sad?
Yeah, really sad.
Do you know anyone that has given up on what joy can do for them? Because they haven't experienced it. We have times in our lives of great sorrow, of grief. But as Christians, we're not to live with a long face. We're not to live with a double portion of prunes outlook on life. We are to be happy. So I'm going to tell you today, let's just go home and be happy. It's that easy. What's wrong with that? As Christians, are we called to be the life of the party? Why did people want Jesus at their parties? Because if you run out of wine, you can do something to help there, can we? And it's usually pretty good stuff. It's not the old leftover rancid stuff at the end of the day. So can we only say that people wanted Jesus around because he could supply more alcohol? There must have been more to it than that. As Christ's followers, where do we fall into this picture? We are to strive. I stand up here and tell you we've got to be like Christ. And you look at me and say, Pastor, show it to us. I try. I hope you can see a spattering of Christ in me on occasion.
Amen.
I can see it on you. I was almost going to say all of you, some of you, most of you, a couple of you, a few of you. That's for comedic effect. You all have the face of Christ upon you. And when we do, when we can muster up enough courage to show joy on our face, let's show it to someone else. Let's not give them the old stressed out, snap at you kind of response. When we feel in our day that essence of joy, let's give it to someone else. Does that sound like a good plan? We should be like Jesus. Matthew, Luke tells us that sinners desire to be around Jesus. Back in my wild days, I said, I want to be like Jesus. I want all these sinners to want to be with me. What's that mean? Think about that for a minute. I talk to young people on occasion and they say, well, I hang out with the wrong crowd because I want to be that one good person in the crowd.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You're like the folk you hang around with, aren't you? There are rare occasions Jesus could hang around with sinners and be different. It's tougher for us to hang around with sinners and not be sinners, isn't it? And that's where some of our stress comes from. You ever notice, I don't know how many of you here have experienced sin in your life, but sin is pretty stressful, isn't it?
Yes.
Say it usually sounds like so much fun. Wonder how we could live like that. Where does joy come from? Where do we get joy? Can we buy joy? Can we buy renewal? You know, I made reference a couple times to renewal. There's none of us that does not need renewal. No matter where we find ourselves on our journey of faith, no matter how great we are as a Christian, no matter how many times we've read the Bible from cover to cover, we've got to have the joy of Christ within us. Who are some of the most joyful people when you run across them than new believers? They might not know much of the story, but when they have made that connection with Christ, isn't it amazing how joyful they suddenly become? There's nothing more inspiring than a new Christian and their enthusiasm for Christ. Sometimes we call them wackos. Because your sinner friends are probably not going to want you to come by and tell them how great this Jesus is. It interrupts my happy hour. So there's challenges there. But our joy can spread. Our joy can be given away. John 15 tells us that Jesus is sharing that the most profound idea, that life of joy and fruitfulness. What does that mean? Anybody been fruitful today? The only way we're going to get there is by living with Jesus. You know, there's people that have a lot of money, a lot of fame, a lot of fortune. They don't have joy.
No.
Now, when one of those famous, rich people that are getting out there in the forefront, in the media, wherever we see them, and they get the joy of the Lord in their hearts, what do they do with all their things?
Sure.
They start sharing, don't they?
Yeah. Yes.
They want to share. Jesus' second greatest source of joy came from giving Himself away. When we give ourselves away, I've said it, I've heard many of you say, you go to help someone. I've been to Cuba a couple times. I always throw that out because I was so naive in my thinking when we went there. I thought, boy, we're going to go and really help those folks out. What are we going to do for them? We did a little things for them. We took them some little bottles of shampoo and some little soaps that we got. And hundreds of pounds of other things. And they were quite happy and blessed to receive them. But I left there after 10 days thinking, boy, all I'm taking home are these flip-flops I'm wearing and this pair of shorts and t-shirt. And I have so much that I can't carry it all. Because I was blessed by those folks. I had so much blessing I couldn't carry it all. Going over, I had about 400 pounds of gear I was lugging since I was the biggest guy there, giving two bags. And I came home with the shirt on my back and shorts and flip-flops. And I had so much to carry, I couldn't carry it all. Is that how we should live our life?
Amen.
We should live our life being able to give people more than they can carry.
Amen.
That's renewal. That's what Jesus did for us. Jesus has given us so much, we can't carry it all. We cannot carry the gift we've been given. So if we can't carry something, what do we do with it?
Give it away.
Find a ditch and throw it in the ditch and carry it up and cover it up with dirt and say, you can just let it rot away.
No.
What do we do when we have more than we need?
Give it away.
We share.
Yes.
But Jesus also taught us that the greatest relationship he had was with his Father and those around him. I say it all the time. What's our greatest achievement? When I do a funeral, I always talk about this. I have yet to do a funeral where we talk about how much money someone had or how many cars they had. But we talk about our relationships. That's what Jesus was after. He had that relationship with his Father. He came to earth to share that relationship with us. He didn't come just for those ragtag bunch that he had with him. He came for all of us. He renewed us. He's given us hope for the future. Anyone here today hopeless? Good. There's a lot of people in the world that are hopeless today. Hopelessness is rampant in the world. It's hard to stand this week around Lena's bed and tell her family to be hopeful. God's economy does not make sense. And her family standing around her bed struggle to grasp that. And I hope they're not hopeless. That's a conversation we need to have. As a pastor, I'm willing to do that. But so should you. This gift that Jesus has given us, verse 12 of our reading this morning, tells us to be hopeful. There's no way to get to that deeper joy unless we're dissatisfied with where we are right now. Does that make sense? We think we're pretty happy right where we are, but you know what? It gets better. It gets better. Can you imagine telling someone that this is the best day of the rest of your life? There's more to life. There's more to this journey than marching off to our graves. There's relationships. Most of us didn't have to look much farther than our own family for someone needing some renewal. Once we've taken care of our family, we can move on beyond the walls of our own house. So what I'm telling you today is search for ways to make those around you happy. The Methodists love a committee, so we're going to have a happiness committee. Who wants to join? Boy, just a couple hands raised. Well, you know what? This is one of those deals that you're a member even if you don't raise your hand. I'm nominating you all to serve on the happiness committee here. Those seven folks that joined, you're the chair people of this committee.
All right.
Looking for some work to do, we're going to put you in charge of happiness.
There you go.
Andy, what do you think? You still want to join?
Yes.
Okay, he's willing to hang in there. All right. That's what I want to hear. If I give you your assignment and you're still happy to be here, yippee.
Yeah.
Folks, isn't it better to laugh? Do you notice your pastor likes to laugh and make jokes of everything?
Yes.
Now my wife, I'm 10 years now, sometimes gets irritated with my sense of happiness. Can't you be serious for a minute? No. I'm sorry. For better or worse. For better or worse, she took the vow. I read it to her again the other night. That was it looked funny in the restaurant, me breaking out the order of worship, saying, remember these vows? What do you think? No, that's a joke. Okay, I didn't have it with me. You know what I'm talking about. Isn't it better to be happy than to be snappy at people? To be dissatisfied with life? You know what? Though? Life stinks sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes.
Do you know people who are happy even when life stinks? We better learn that trait because a lot of parts of our life stink, don't they?
Yes.
We're sick, we have terrible relationship problems, we fight with people, our car tire come out in the morning, it's flat. The cop catches us 8 miles over the speed limit, that's a $260 ticket. That's not fun. But when the cop comes up to your car and says, isn't it a wonderful day? I'm just so happy you stopped me so I can talk to you. You know what? That might get you out of a ticket. I don't know, give it a shot, let me know how it works. I'd like to hear you laugh. Let me ask you, are there some of you sitting here today that this is the first time you've laughed this week? Since last Sunday when I got up here and put on my show for you? Isn't that sad? There are people that come to church once a week just so they come and laugh at their pastor. We love one another and we make each other laugh. And when we're crying by the bedside of a loved one, you know we can still laugh there as well, but we can give each other a hug. We can say, I love you. Whatever tomorrow brings, we will get through it together. And if we get a chance, let's laugh. Reminded you the last couple of weeks that this altar rail is always open. If the doors of that church, this church, are unlocked, this altar is open. And if you need to come to the altar and the doors are locked, you call me and I will open it for you. This morning as we close with our closing hymn, I'm going to remind you that this altar is open. Closing hymn is just as I am. You come to this altar just as you are. You don't have to be someone else. You come to this altar seeking your daddy. As we begin our closing hymn, number 357, Just As I Am, I would encourage you all to come and sit at the feet of your daddy for a few seconds, for a few minutes, for as long as you need. Because if at the foot of the cross is where you're going to be renewed, which we all do, we can do it wherever we find ourselves in the day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings. Thank you for this message of Psalm 51. Father God, we have peace and joy and laughter in you. Father, let us feel it and take it and share with others. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Just As I Am. This altar is open for those of you who would like to come.
I pray a blessing of renewal upon you today. Go forth from this place and make someone laugh. Make them laugh the joy of Christ coming from you. Go forth from this place, be a blessing to those around you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Difference in the building, Phil. Looks good.
Yeah. He's been doing